So thanks so much for taking the survey with us. So could you please tell me your name?
My name is Anne.
Could you spell it?
A-N-N-E.
Thanks. So the first question will be, where do you most commonly get cereal food?
Usually at home, but we go out to eat a lot in restaurants in our local area.
So could you name me maybe one grocery store and one restaurant?
One grocery store, we like to go to Pick and Save, or it's Metro Market. And the restaurant we like to go is actually, it's a steak place, the Outback.
Yeah. So there's particular reasons you love about those places?
The Outback is great for their steaks. They're always very tender. They have great vegetables with their steak, broccoli, fresh broccoli or fresh salad.
And then how about the Metro Market and Pick and Save?
Metro Market, they have great steaks. Metro Market, they have a lot of fresh vegetables. They always have what you want in stock, chicken, steak, just whatever we need.
Nice. So could you just describe your journey to those places? How did you get there, and how often did you go there?
To the local food market. We go to Metro Market because it's down the street from us. I am not going to travel too far to go to all these different grocery stores, to be honest.
Did you go there like driving or just to walk?
Usually drive, even though it's probably 4 blocks away, but we drive because we always buy too much. Can't carry it home.
So how often did you go there? Like once a week or?
Maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, because it's just my husband and I.
Thanks. So what kind of food would you grow if you could?
If I could grow food, I would grow tomatoes, mostly vegetables. So tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, mostly vegetables. That's what I would grow.
Do you actually have a garden bed in your home or?
I don't have a garden anymore because I don't have enough sunlight. My husband grows hops because he makes his own beer, so that's what we grow now.
Really? Could you tell me more about that?
To make beer, you need hops, and there is different kinds of hops. They start growing now, and we have to pick them in like late August, early September, and then he lays them out to dry, and then he freezes them, and when he's ready to make his beer, that's what he does. And I don't know how he makes his beer. I don't really watch him.
So
basically the hops have taken over our vegetable garden, so there's not enough sun for the vegetables and the hops.
Oh, I see. That's the reason. So how do yourself like drinking beers?
Yes, I do like beer.
Mm-hmm. What can?
I like basically stouts, and he makes a stout. We have 3 beers on tap in our basement. There's a stout, then there's a pilsner, and maybe, I don't know what else. I'm not sure what the name is. I can't think of, but a little lighter beer. But stouts are heavy, dark beer, and that's what I like.
Wow, nice. That sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
And so could you tell me what's the taste or recipe of trust or comfort?
Comfort food? Probably a good steak and a good salad. That's what I would like, with a nice glass of wine on the side. Mm-hmm. That's probably what it is, yeah.
So could you tell me, like, why do you feel like this way, or why do you pick steak?
because steak is, I mean, steak actually is good for you. It has a lot of protein, but you don't want to eat it every day. A few days a week is good for you, and it has good flavor. And if we eat at home, my husband can put it on the grill, and he's a very good griller, puts on a the right kind of spices, and it's just very tasty. And then with a nice salad, you can put a lot of different vegetables, and you're eating sort of healthy.
Nice. So is there any other food that is special to you, and why?
Well, when I was growing up, my parents were from Italy, so we ate a lot of spaghetti, and that was good, but now I don't eat too many because spaghetti is too many carbs, at least for me. I don't really try not to eat too many carbs anymore.
So what's your favorite sauce for spaghetti?
Red sauce. No pesto, no green sauce, red sauce.
Do you have like a family pasta recipe for that?
I'll be honest, no. I mean, my mother always made everything from scratch, but I really don't cook, so I don't know.
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah. Oh.